Patrick Evans says his new candy business is truly a family affair.
Well, you see, I got a 3 and a 5-year-old here.
Standing in the stockroom of the Rocket Fizz candy store in Denver's Writers Square, Evans says he left a lucrative accounting job to try his hand at selling something everybody can sink their teeth into. And with the store just 7 months old, he's been working a lot harder than his previous suit and tie life.
For the first few months, I was doing 100-hour weeks, you know. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was just what was necessary. You know, it's still absolutely more than a full-time job. You know, while I may not be on the floor, on the ground here 40 hours a week, I'm still putting away more than 40 hours a week. You know, that's what's required of an owner.
Evan's store is part of the larger Rocket Fizz franchise, and with over 2,000 different types of candy and 500 rare sodas, he says it's all about nostalgia and having fun.
Look around. I mean, the place, things sell themselves. We don't have to sell anything. We just provide a multitude of fantastic options, and it sells itself.
Evan's store is currently the number one Rocket Fizz franchise in the country, and his is not the only candy company doing extraordinary business during tough economic times. According to the research firm Business Insights, the U.S. candy manufacturing industry grew by 5% last year and has a total annual revenue of around $20 billion. Hammond's Candies has been making sweets in Denver for more than 90 years. Standing on the factory floor, chocolates, lollipops, and cotton candy mix pass by, traveling down multiple conveyor belts. In 2007, right before the economic downturn, Andrew Schumann and his wife Lori left successful jobs in Washington, D.C. to buy Hammond's. Lori says the decision was a bold move.
The company was having its financial troubles, and Andy worked through all of those things and has turned it around. And now it's pretty profitable. He learned the business from hands-on, participating in the kitchen and all the different areas. He's been able to use his operations and business degree to try to turn the company around.
Lydia Fletcher is the sales coordinator for Hammond's. She says the company has weathered plenty of economic storms, including the Great Depression.
And a lot of companies have gone down since a lot of companies have shut down or closed their doors or gone bankrupt. And we've definitely had a lot of growth. And we do see a lot of growth in the next 5 years. So,
the company has a workforce of 120 employees and has recently acquired a taffy company, as well as diversifying its product line to include selling luxury candy for high-end retailers like Williams-Sonoma, Dean & DeLuca, and Whole Foods. Schumann says for now the candy industry is stable. However, things may not be so sweet in the coming months.
Currently, candy is one area which has not suffered as much. However, the sugar prices have increased so much that it's caused our candy to have to be increased in price.
A bipartisan amendment is being debated this week in Congress for inclusion in the House version of the 2012 Farm Bill. It would allow additional quotas on import sugar to help put domestic sugar makers on a level playing field with foreign producers. And while there may always be a demand for candy, concerns that America's sweet tooth is contributing to an increase in obesity rates may also chip away at that stability.
Hello, folks. Welcome.
Yeah.
But business is doing quite well back at Rocket Fizz. However, Patrick Evans is not keen on calling his newfound craft recession-proof.
You know, that's a term that can be really loosely used, and it's also rather finite too. If you say something is recession proof, nothing is recession proof.
For now, Evan says he's more concerned with his daily bottom line and making sure all his customers are receiving a top-notch experience. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.